Shinka's on the line again from Cairo. I'm looking at amazing pictures of what looks like hundreds of thousands of people gathering there. Give us a sense of what it's like on the ground.
Well, it certainly feels like hundreds of thousands. You know, they called for a million-man march today, and that's really hard to estimate numbers this big. It certainly feels like something close to a million people are being crammed into the square. I don't know if you can see the pictures on your TV screen, but I'm right in the middle of the grassy Midan, which is the centre of the square. And from where I am, I can look at every entrance, and I can see thousands more people streaming in. The issue now is... It's for the protesters, is what they do. You know, they've got a huge critical mass of numbers here. It's quite clear that they really have broken past that fear barrier and brought a huge section of the Egyptian population to the street today. But now, debates are breaking out everywhere over what to do next. There was this plan to march on the presidential palace in Heliopolis, about 10 miles away. There are a lot of people who are against that because they feel that it is too far. A lot of people here are old, you know, very old or very young, and they can't make a journey that long. And there's also fear that if people leave the square, riot police will come and reoccupy it. And, you know, they've held this square for a good few days now, and they're really concerned to hang on to it. There's a lot of different debates. Other people say, you know, if we march on the palace, maybe the army will fire on us, even though the army said yesterday that it wouldn't use force against protesters. And so now other alternatives being considered, including marching to the old Abdeen Palace, which is an old presidential palace, much closer, probably only about a mile away. And there's a lot of symbolism to that palace because it's where Ahmed al-Rabi, an Egyptian nationalist hero, launched a famous revolt against British colonialism. So it does have a lot of symbolic value for Egyptians. And other people are saying, well, let's march on the state television building, which is also nearby, because if we take that, then surely it's over once we see the means of communication. But like I say, there's no one leader. It's been a leaderless movement from the start, and it's still a leaderless movement here in the square now. And a huge amount of energy, but not much of an outlet at the moment as to, you know, where it should be taken next.
Is there a focal point? Are there speeches?
Well, there's not a single focal point, no. There are lots and lots of little focal points all around the square. If you wander around, I mean, it's a really, really amazing and quite intoxicating scene. You know, on every corner there are sort of localized clumps of people. People are giving speeches, people are singing songs, people are chanting, people are breaking into these sort of spontaneous political debates. People are playing, they're calling it the game of democracy. People sitting around in circles on the grass saying, well, you know, if we ran the country, if we run the country now, you know, what kind of foreign policy do we want to have? What kind of domestic policy do we want to have? I mean, people are really euphoric. The inconvenient problem is that the President Mubarak, as far as we know, is still here. And in terms of finding that way to you know, present this final push and topple him, well, people's ideas are very confused, and there's a lot of disagreement. So, you know, great energy still, great optimism, but we're looking now for the next step, and we're not quite sure where it's going to come from.
Okay, Jack, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Matt. Cheers.